The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos is the opinion that the chiyuv of Birkas HaTorah is a deraisa. And this chiyuv, the Gemara says in Berachos, Am Rabbi Yehuda b'nayin leBirkas HaTorah lefaneh min haTorah, shenema kishim Hashem ekra hovo godol lelokeinu, the pasuk that we have here in Hazinu. So the question is, how is that so obvious that that's the source of Birkas HaTorah? Because the simple pshat is, in the pasuk Kishim Hashem Ekra Hover Golhenu, is telling us that in Mikdash, when you mention the Shem Hamforish, because in Mikdash we say the Shem Hamforish, so we're chayev to, Hover Golhenu, we have to give cover to the Shem. And that's done by saying Baruch Shem Kavod Mochsin Oved, and by Heshtach Havai in the Mikdash. But where is it hinted here? Let's say the Baruch, the Tzivri of Birkas HaTorah. So, I think maybe this relates to the Ramban, who says in his Akdama, in his Atonement to his Perush on Chumash, he says that the Torah is, all of it is Tziruf Oisius of Shem Hashem. This is also referenced in the Zohar. And also the Nefesh HaChaim has it, Shaudalit. And also we can say in terms of understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu's essence, of course God is beyond, is completely other, beyond human comprehension. So, as and b'muflim mubcha al tachor al tidrosh, and therefore that which we can understand about Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be masik about the Bonisham, is only through through the Torah, which reveals God's will in creation. And therefore, by studying Torah, that's a form of Kriyas Shem Hashem. Now, in the morning, when we say Birkas HaTorah, we first say the Psukim of Birkas Kohanim, that's Torah Shebik Sav, and then we say the Mishnah at the beginning of Peah, Eil Drom Shein Lo Shir, and then we also say the Brisa and the Gemara on Shabbos on Dov Kol Chav Zayin the things that Drom Sheadam Ochel Parsem Balam Azeh V'Kiyan Kemis L'Olam Haba. So Drom Shein Lo Shir we understand because amongst them is Talmud Torah, and the Brisa in Shabbos concludes with the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So therefore we emphasize those two sources because they speak about the significance of the Cheshivas of Torah. But why Birkas Kohanim? Why is that said in association with the Birkas HaTorah? So I think the interpretation of that is because the Birkas Kohanim, as we said, there's a special kiyum in saying the Shem HaMforash and Birkas Kohanim in Mikdash. And those who would hear it would have to give Kavu Kolokenu. They'd be Korea Mishtachver when they'd hear the Shem HaMforash. And they'd say Tiveshevich Boshem Kvod Mashon Bruk Kvod Shem Bruk Shem Kvod Malchusulam Ve'ed. And that's explicit in the Torah, in the pasuk, as it relates to Birkas Kohanim, as it says, "V'somer et Shmi al Bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem." And Rashi comments there. He quotes from the Sifri, "U'shmi v'somer u'shmi yivarchum b'shem hamforash." So you see, there's a special loch that Birkas Kohanim has in terms of kiyum of Haskavas Hashem. And therefore, since Torah is also a form of Haskavas Hashem, as we said, it's Shmosho Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tziruf Shmosho Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we say the psukim of Birkos Kohanim immediately after Birkos HaTorah. And I also want to just add that the Rav said, heard this from the Rav, the Rav, as it's written also in Igros HaGrid, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Rav proved that there are two halachas in saying Shema Mefarash and Nesis Kapayim in Mikdash. One is the general halacha, that in Mikdash we're permitted to use the Shem HaMfarash. But also he said that it's a special kiyum, which he proved in Mitzvah Birkos Kohanim, that the broch in Mikdash requires Batoris Birkos Kohanim, that you said with the Shem HaMfarash.